Hello, fanboys and fangirls. I'm here once again with true greatness, Mike Morrison. And I have to ask you, Mike, why join forces with Derek Parks? I thought you hated his guts.
You know, some of you people might be sitting there wondering exactly what the hell is going on. So let me fill in the blanks for you. You'll notice that the top two matches on the card tonight involve Rick Righteous, Lee Real, Daryl Bazaar, and Mr. Petit. Does that sound familiar? Well, of course it does, because those are the only people who Petit wants in his little main events. Well, you know what? True greatness is sick and tired of it. You see, for too long, I have been held back, and I'm not going to take it anymore. I searched long and hard for someone to join me, and Derek Cheapshot Parks is a perfect choice. You see, DCP and I have a lot in common. We have busted our asses since day one and continue to be held back by the politics of the WEWA. Righteous and Bazaar have been kissing ass since day one, and because of that, they continue to get gold around their waist. While guys like DCP and True Greatness continue to put on five-star matches, and what do we get? Absolutely nothing. Well, guess what, Petit? The time of holding us back is over. You don't want to give us a shot in the spotlight? Well, that's too bad, because now we're going to take it. You pushed us around long enough, and it's now time that we take matters into our own hands. So right here, right now, I'm announcing the formation of the NDW, the new dynasty of wrestling. That's right, Petit. Whether you like it or not, you're going to have to deal with DCP and myself. Rick, Lee, I don't give a shit who comes away with the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship, because this message is for the champ. The NDW is coming for you, and there's not a damn thing you can do about it. We will have that gold around our waist, and we will have the spotlight. Consider this a warning, because the NDW is going to be around, and we're going to be around for a very long time.
So there it is, right out of the horse's mouth. Parks and Morrison are sick of waiting for their turn to challenge for the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship, and figure together they have a better chance at wrestling the title away from the champion. Thanks a bunch, guys. I'm your sexy on-the-scene X-Zone reporter, Candace Hoffman, saying, if it's not a rumor, then it doesn't belong on my show. Back to you, Promo.
Thank you very much, Candace Hoffman, for that red-hot exclusive. You know, I'm not a huge Mr. Petit fan, but this company needs to go back to a time when if a wrestler wanted to say something or do something, they didn't wait for somebody to hand it to them on a silver platter. They simply just took it. At this time, we're going to go back to the ring and prepare ourselves for the True Greatness Mike Morrison Television Title Tournament Finals. Take it away, Michael Stuffer.
Ladies and gentlemen, this next contest will be the final match in the True Greatness Mike Morrison Tournament. And it will be for the WWA World Television Championship. To introduce his finalists, please allow me to direct your attention to True Greatness, Mike Morrison!
It's time for the finals of the Michael Morrison True Greatness Television Title Tournament to begin. So let's bring out the winner of Bracket A, Billy Ray.
Okay, so where do we leave off with Billy Ray? The last time we saw him, yep, he was vomiting again in the car. Oh, come on! Come on, Ray! It stinks like day-old pizza out here! Oh, my God. No, don't give him another beer to wash down the bile, bud! Oh, you're such an idiot! No, bud, I don't think the alcohol and the vodka is going to disinfect the area. It's not going to kill the smell. It's just going to make it work. You know what? I just can't do this anymore. Morrison, please, continue before I lose my mind.
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but his opponent will be the winner of Bracket B, Beastmaster or Zelina.
Out of the curtain and stopping at the top of the ramp, Lambert. Well, what's Lambert pointing to Ray for? Well, I'm confused. Why is he doing... Oh! Inside the ring from the crowd, from behind with the sledgehammer to the back of Billy Ray's head is Sam Goddamn Natas, who appears to be hopping mad, slamming the sledge over and over and over again into the kidney area of Billy Ray. The drunken one is getting his intoxicated ass kicked. Oh, Bud just jumped on the back, Evil Sam Mattis, and he's covering Sam's eyes. Mattis can't see him, finally taking hold of the little guy. He flips him over his shoulders and down onto the logo. Bud arches his tiny back in pain, and Mattis is furious. Oh my God, don't do it. He's scraping Bud off the canvas. He's pressing the midget over his head, running across the ring and over the top ropes. Mattis with the midget toss, and Bud goes into the crowd. The fans catch the little guy, and they begin surfing him around the arena. My God, diving into the ring comes Lambert, and bailing, there goes Sam Mattis into the seats. And look at the evil grin on Sam goddamn Mattis's face, folks. Billy Ray is not moving, and as a bartender finally makes his way into our squared circle to help his friend, I think Orgy Lambert, believe it or not, has just won the TV title without even hitting a single wrestling move. Oh, Mike Morrison right now is clearly not happy, and he appears to have given Michael Stuffer his official decision. Hey, Mike! Hey, why are you leaving? Hey, don't tell me it's over. Don't let it end like that, Morrison! Come on, what about the ratings?
Ladies and gentlemen, because of outside interference by Sam goddamn Mattis, Billy Ray is unable to continue this match. As a result, Mike Morrison has disqualified him, declaring Billy Ray ineligible to win the World Television title.
Oh my gosh, wow! I can't believe Orgy Lambert just won the True Greatness Mike Morrison Television Title Tournament. Never in a million years would I have picked him to take this one home.
There is a however.
There is a however? Oh no!
Since Billy Ray cannot continue, Mr. Morrison has declared this man his replacement. From Austin, Texas, he is a cruiserweight icon of BACW. He is the Nightmare, Todd Knight!
Oh my God, Todd Knight, wait a minute, Lambert already defeated Knight earlier in the evening. What kind of crap is this? Diving into the ring and getting right in the face of Orgy Lambert. I'm not sure I agree with Mike Morrison's decision, but you know what? Oh my God, come on, referee, that's not fair. No, no, ring the bell. Well, whether we like it, I like it, or you like it, here it is. The referee is called for the beginning of the match. It's going to be Knight versus Lambert in a rematch from earlier for the World Television title. And here we go! With the referee out of the way, both men are now circling with caution and diving over the logo, engaging in a push and pull collar tie. Orgy Lambert immediately applies a side headlock, picking up with the same strategy he used earlier in the evening. Taking Knight over with the head and arm, Lambert now appears to be unaffected by the change in his opponent. Knight fights to his feet and pushing Orgy back into the ropes. Todd charges in, but Lambert connects with a hard back elbow, and Knight walks right into that one. My God! Todd Knight reels from the bone-crunching collision, and following up with a tumble of knee, down goes Todd Knight for the second time in this contest. I don't know if Todd Knight has what it takes to beat Orgy Lambert. Lambert now motions for Knight to get to his feet and cocking a fist back. Oh, Orgy just missed with the wild haymaker and swinging again. Knight blocks the punch, but Orgy counters in the boots to the midsection. Neck breaker by Lambert. Stops Knight dead in his tracks. And folks, I'm starting to think there might be something wrong with Todd Knight. Reverse chin lock borderlines the realm of an illegal choke, but jamming the hand under the chin, the referee says that the hold is legal. Knight struggles once again to his feet for a third time and driving his elbow hard backwards into the solar plexus of Orgy Lambert. Orgy's stomach gives way again, again, again. Lambert breaks a hold and twisting in a circle, Knight rocks Orgy back into the ropes with the discus punch. Lambert bounces off the ropes and charging in. Oh my God, he did it again. Lambert counters, continue the offensive with an overwhelming vertical dropkick. Hooking leg for the press. One, two, shoulder up by Todd Knight, and this one's going to continue. Fans, Todd Knight has tried and tried and tried some more, but it appears to me from what I've seen inside the ring tonight that the smaller cruiserweight just cannot match the skills of the stronger Lambert. Irish whip into the corner, but Knight jumps up onto the second turnbuckle. Falling back, he just nailed Orgy in the face with an awesome back elbow, and down go both men just like that, and Todd Knight now has a chance to recover from the earlier assault. As the two wrestlers struggle to their feet, you can hear the crowd counting along with the referee. Folks, if the referee reaches 10 and both men are disqualified, I'm not sure Mike Morrison is going to be able to deal with it. What's he going to do at that point? The less beaten up Lambert is first to get to his feet, and you have to give the guy credit. Oh, you got to give Knight credit too, because look at that. He's fighting into the upright position as well. Charging in with a clothesline from hell. Lambert misses with the power move, and Knight counters with a clothesline of his own. Kip up by Knight, and Lambert better watch himself, because it appears Todd Knight has gotten his second win. Another clothesline by Knight rocks Lambert's world, and scraping the stunned orgy off the logo, Knight scoops him up, transitioning into a killer belly-to-back suplex. The crowd moves it up and down. Knight responds with the spine-rattling sit-out powerbomb. Up to his feet, Knight is giving the entire Madison Square Garden the double middle fingers, and he's brushing off his shoulder. He's moving his arms down onto the jaw with a five-knuckle shuffle, and Todd Knight is fighting back, folks. He will not go into that good night. Pointing to the top ropes, you know what that means, and raising his middle fingers once again in the air. Here comes Knight, rolling nighttime finisher across the brow of Orgy Lambert, and this one is over. Hook of the leg in the press. 1, 2, 3, ring the bell. I don't believe it. Todd Knight is now the new WWE World Television Champion. I don't like him, but what resiliency, what athleticism, and what a dick. I hate this guy. I can't believe he did it. Let's go to the ring for the official announcements. I think I'm going to be sick.
WWE fans, your winner of the 2005 Mike Morrison True Greatness Tournament and new WWE World Television Champion, the Nightmare, Todd Knight.
You know, I don't know what makes me more sick. The fact that Todd Knight, who was pinned earlier in the evening, just won the television title, or Billy Ray's stinking, stale vomit smell. You know what? Todd Knight tonight needs to thank both Sam Natas and Mike Morrison for pretty much screwing both Billy Ray and Orgy Lambert out of the World Television belt. To Todd Knight, I say this. Enjoy your month as champion, because in 4 short weeks, you're going to be across the ring from a man who calls himself the Crippler. And if you think Morrison or Natas are going to be able to save you from certain defeat in 4 short weeks, you got another thing coming, Mr. Knight. As Todd Knight continues to celebrate in the ring, let's go to the side stage, where Todd Knight's polar opposite brother, Ben White, a.k.a. Quarterbag, gets set to perform his second chart-busting hit, Put Him On They Back. Take it away, Big Ben.